This is Radio Nepal, IMT Ka Prasad Khadka with news, the headlines. First, government issues economic reform implementation action plan, sets deadlines from 6 months to 3 years to achieve economic reform targets. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma says UML will lead efforts against regression defending citizens' rights. Forest and Environment Minister N. Bahadur Shahi calls for Nepal-China collaboration on bamboo and rattan industries. And Harvard University sues Trump administration for blocking foreign student enrollment. Now the news in detail. The government has issued the Economic Reform Implementation Action Plan based on the report submitted by the High-Level Economic Reform Recommendation Commission. The Action Plan Formulation Committee, coordinated by Secretary Sudhamani Podal of the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, was formed following the Council of Ministers' decision on the 15th of April. The committee was tasked with preparing the action plan in accordance with the recommendation of the High-Level Commission, which was chaired by former Secretary Rameshwar Prasad Karnal. The committee has prepared a sectoral and ministry-wise action plan derived from the Commission's recommendations. The plan sets deadlines ranging from 6 months to 3 years to achieve economic reform targets. The plan also aims to reduce the operational cost of the banking system and narrow the interest rate gap between loans and deposits to achieve the fiscal stability within 1 year. For controlling inflation, the action plan targets reducing government expenditures and lowering indirect tax rates within 1 year. The age for receiving the senior citizen allowance will be 70 years, and a national identity card will be mandatory to claim the allowance. Prime Minister and Chairperson of the CPN-UML, K.P. Sharma Oli, has said that UML would remain in front to thwart all sorts of regression and protect citizens' rights. While inaugurating the 10th National General Convention of the National Youth Association on Friday, Prime Minister Oli urged all not to dream of restoration of monarchy in the system that the Nepalese citizens had already abolished. Moreover, the UML chairperson also reminded his party leaders and cadres to be aware that UML was being cornered. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arjuna Deuba and President of Japan International Cooperation Agency JICA Dr. Tanaka Akihiko held a meeting today. According to Minister Rana's secretariat, during the meeting held at Tokyo-based JICA headquarters, they discussed the issues related to Nepal-Japan bilateral relations and mutual welfare, as well as climate change, natural disasters, and good governance. On the occasion, Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Rana, on behalf of Nepal, thanked JICA for its support provided for socio-economic development of Nepal for long. Minister for Forest and Environment N. Bahadur Shahi Thakuri, who is in China, held a meeting with Administrator of National Forestry and Grassland Administration, NFGA of China, Liu Guohong. According to Minister Shahi's secretariat, talking about historic relations between Nepal and China, Minister Shahi urged NFGA for joint collaboration in developing bamboo and rattan products in establishing forest-based small and medium-sized enterprises, particularly to enhance processing industries in different parts of Nepal. As a chair of the 13th Council of International Bamboo and Rattan Organization, INVAR, Minister Shahi left for Beijing on the 20th of May to attend the meeting. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey has pledged to establish Nepal as a center for Buddhism and spiritual tourism. While inaugurating the Buddhist International Travel Mart organized in Kathmandu today, Minister Pandey reaffirmed the government's commitment to attracting as many as spiritual tourists by establishing Nepal as a center for Buddhist cultural heritage. This news comes to from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break. Videsh gaye pari chinta kina garne
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming line जहाँ भए पनि पाउनुहोस् हामी सँगै कल गर्नुहोस् डेटा चलाउनुहोस् संसार भरि सजिलै
नेपाल टेलिकमको इन्टरनेसनल रोमिङ सेवा सुचारू गर्न #1415#7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकमको एपबाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ नाउन्स Stakeholders have emphasized that the public service broadcasting Radio Nepal and Nepal Television should now make their news and programs more people-centric. In a separate debate on transformation in news and programs organized by Public Service Broadcasting Nepal in Radio Nepal and Nepal Television, today participants representing various sectors of society underscored that PSB should promote national unity and harmony within the diversity of the country. On the occasion, Dr. Mahendra Bista, Executive Chairperson of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, said that stakeholders' suggestions will help save people-centered broadcasting following global PSB values and Nepal's unique identity as Radio Nepal and Nepal Television have been transformed into PSB. He clarified that with the formation of PSB, Radio Nepal and Nepal Television are no longer seen as government propaganda tools and are now moving forward with the people-first approach. Similarly, Anita Gurung, a member of the Public Service Broadcasting Nepal Board of Directors, said that the suggestions received from stakeholders were worth considering and inspired the organization to move forward in a citizen-centric manner. Similarly, Vishnuram Neupane, acting chief Administrative Officer of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal expressed commitment to building on the legacy of Radio Nepal and Nepal Television by incorporating experts' suggestions to serve the country and society. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Harvard University is suing the Trump administration after it revoked the university's ability to enroll international students, escalating a dispute between the White House and one of America's most prestigious institutions. According to the BBC, in the suit filed in Boston, the university called the administration's actions a blatant violation of the law. It comes a day after officials at the Department of Homeland Security said that they would be revoking Harvard's access to student visa programs. The Trump administration says Harvard has not done enough to fight anti-Semitism and change its hiring and admission practices. The university has strongly denied the allegations. U.S. President Donald Trump has said he is recommending a 50% tariff on all goods from the European Union being imported to the United States. Taking to his social media post on Friday, Trump said the new tariffs will kick in the 1st of June. The announcement marks an escalation of Trump's trade war with the EU. He initially proposed a 20% tariff on most EU goods but halved it to 10% until the 8th of July to allow the time for talks. According to the BBC, the president also threatened to impose a 25% import tax at least one iPhone not manufactured in America. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly region of the country, including Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, and fair in the rest of the country. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning at a few places of Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, as well as in one or two places in the hilly regions of the rest of the provinces. Similarly, light rain and snowfall may occur in one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is also likely to occur at a few places of Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Sudhapashchim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government issues Economic Reform Implementation Action Plan sets the deadlines from 6 months to 3 years to achieve economic reform targets. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Ola says EML will lead efforts against regression, defending citizens' rights. Forest and Environment Minister N. Bahadur Shahi calls for Nepal-China collaboration on bamboo and rattan industries, and Harvard University sues Trump administration for blocking foreign student enrollments. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website, www.radionepalonline.com, for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.